So we'll check sports here, and we'll start off, why not, with the great Sanchino.
Infield in. Sanchez drills this to deep left field. Way back. This one is way gone. A three-run home run for Gary Sanchez. It's now 8-3 Yankees. His 24th home run of the year. This ball was tagged.
Wow, did that ball go a long way.
Did that end up in the second deck? Second deck home run here at Tropicana Field.
Let's bring in Mike Causey. Good morning there, Mr. Causey.
Good morning.
Did you have a good 4th of July?
Yeah, I did. Win, win, win. Won at Belmont, so it was a beautiful 4th of July.
There you go. What better to win?
That's right.
All right. Well, you know, I had a good 4th of July. I watched a couple of movies and then watched some baseball. You know, we take announcers and sports announcers to task a lot. But Paul O'Neill yesterday, I don't know if you saw the video of Gary Sanchez's 460-foot home run in the 10th inning.
No.
Okay. It was a crush hit, okay? But the ball's juiced and everything. But after he rounded the bases, Paul O'Neill said, because this was a new relief pitcher that came in, and Paul O'Neill goes, I'm sure the manager expressly brought him in to pipe a fastball right down the center of the plate to Gary Sanchez. Because that's exactly what this guy did. Fastball, belt high, middle of the plate, first pitch. Boom. Gone. Unbelievable. And once again, the reliever that was in there, yeah, he walked the guy, but he had gotten two outs that inning. He had gotten two outs. You bring it up all the time how managers tend to overmanage with these pitchers.
Oh yeah, point in case with the Yankees yesterday. Hap pitched 5 1/3, gave up three hits. Then they bring in Ottavino to pitch 2/3 of an inning, no hits. Conley, another inning, no hits. Britton, one inning, one hit. So you went through four pitches already. Then you bring in Chapman, and he imploded. He gave up three hits, two walks, and he was another wild pitch away from the Yankees losing the game. He wild pitched in a run in the bottom of the ninth to tie it, when still with a man on third, expanded the count, got out of it. But you can't keep doing that. Yeah. And then once they got the big lead, the next pitcher they brought in, he pitched awful too. So the bats won the game for the Yankees yesterday after their first four pitchers pitched stellar. After that, they kind of like got away with it.
It's just you look at it, it's amazing. You shake your head, it's just amazing.
Yep.
Anyways, so this is a big series for Tampa Bay. I mean, here's how crazy it is, though, with Major League Baseball, Mike. You realize that they have three more games against Tampa Bay, right? Then after the All-Star break, guess what happens?
They go to London again.
No, they get another four-game series with Tampa Bay, this time at Yankee Stadium.
That's crazy.
You can't. You just can't do that.
Expand those out through the season.
You can't do that to teams. Tampa Bay just lost one of their best players.
Yep.
You expect them to play eight games in a week and a half against the Yankees? And they've lost one of their major offensive and defensive players?
Same thing if you look at yesterday. What was yesterday? 4th of July, wasn't it?
Yeah.
How was every team in Major League Baseball not playing?
Well, yeah, the Mets didn't play.
Not only the Mets, there's a lot of teams that didn't play.
You shake your head.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, you shake your head.
4th of July used to be doubleheader day.
That's it? Yeah.
Now you don't even have everybody playing.
You would figure on the 4th of July, why not on America's birthday, lower the prices, and then have people come in for that one day.
Good shot. Yeah, good night with that one.
I know. Anyways. So the Yankees now up to a 7.5 game lead. You know what's funny? I didn't even look at it. Cleveland's now within six games of Minnesota.
Minnesota's not playing well.
No, yeah, they're not playing well at all.
They're not playing well. The Indians are playing a little bit better. They're 10 games over 500, but it all depends if the Twins implode or not.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing there.
Well, there's a lot of close. Well, at least things are starting to tighten up, except for the
The only thing that's tight is the National League Central, where you have two teams tied, and to fourth place to first is only three games, but that's because that division is actually falling apart again, too. The first place Brewers are only four games over 500. The Pirates are only three games out or two games under 500. Other than that, Houston's got a 7.5-game lead. The Yankees have a 7.5-game lead. The Braves got 6-game lead, and the Dodgers can print the playoff tickets now. They're 14.5 games ahead of the Rockies.
All right, that's baseball. So now, where else do you want to go in sports?
Well, that's about it. In the summertime, there's not much else more than baseball going on.
Well, you know what's going on, and there's certain announcers that are really taking the media to task. The Lakers are doing what Miami Heat did years ago, bringing in the big three. Now they're bringing in more players. And
the NBA is a joke. The NBA is an accelerated pickup schoolyard game where you choose your own teams. That's what the NBA is.
There was an announcer yesterday that made a good point. People were wondering, he said, people wonder why when you compare players like LeBron James and all these other current NBA stars to Michael Jordan, why Michael Jordan is considered in a higher stead. Well, it's because he played unbelievably well throughout his whole career, but he didn't do what major stars do nowadays, which is try to team with their friends and take over a team to get a championship that way.
No, and they complained Jordan stacked his team.
He didn't.
With Pippen and Rodman and the rest of them. They were complaining about that. Well, what do you call this when you got five all-stars on a team?
They drafted all those guys. They traded. He didn't bring them in. They didn't sign a contract pending because
he didn't go out on a presidential campaign tour trying to get players to come play for him.
Nope.
That's what the NBA is now.
Yeah.
It's let's go play with our friends. Let's make package deals. Let us dictate what teams are going to win and not. It's ridiculous. The easiest job in the NBA is being a GM because you don't do any work. All you do is get one guy, and that one guy goes out and lobbies for the players that he wants to play with. It's a joke. Like I said, it's an accelerated pickup schoolyard game where you the first guy starts picking his friends and his best players. It's ridiculous.
All right. Do you have any racing for this weekend?
Yeah, big day tomorrow at Belmont. A lot of stakes races there tomorrow. I only picked two. The ninth race is the Belmont Derby. It's a mile and a quarter on the inner turf, and it draws a nice field here of 13 horses. One horse I'm looking at is the 7-horse Master Fencer. People might remember this horse ran in the Derby and in the Belmont. I'm expecting this horse to run better on a turf tomorrow. Show some decent works at Belmont. Ships in the jockey from Japan to ride the horse tomorrow. 12-1, I think this is a horse you have to include in your number because of the unknown factor of him on the turf, and I just think he's going to run pretty well. Then you've got to go all the way to the outside here to the 12 and the 13. Two Chad Brown horses. Which ones are going to win? Ask him. He probably still won't know. The 12-horse, the Marchalaire. This horse is undefeated on the turf, 3-for-3, won at Aqueduct, Keeneland, and Belmont. Just won a mile and an eighth race at Belmont, comes right back 6-1. Post is irrelevant here because of the distance of the race. This horse is working out very, very well at Belmont, and I think this horse has a big chance to win, only to be outdone by the 13 horse, who's also undefeated 3-for-3, with two wins at Tampa and a win at Churchill Downs on Derby Day. That horse is 9-2. So a 7-12-13 exacta box. And to separate the 12 and the 13, you're going to have to watch them warm up and in the post parade, because when you have two undefeated horses, both 3-for-3, that's the only way you're going to be able to separate them. So a 7-12-13 exacta box, and like I said, whichever one looks best on the track makes the win bet for me. The 10th race is the Suburban. This is a very historic race at Belmont, been run forever. Draws 11 horses in here. The one-horse Catholic Boy is your favorite. I feel bad for this horse. He don't know what he's running on half the time. He's been dirt, turf to dirt. He's all over the place. Last time out in the Dixie at Pimlico, he won at $1.40 on a dollar, sitting just off the pace and winning. Now he goes back to the dirt. He has a couple of decent works at Belmont. One is a bullet, two back. Last race, last one will just look like a tightener. 9-5, tread lightly with this horse as the favorite. The three, Rocketry, gets blinkers on for the first time. And in the Brooklyn, which is a mile-and-a-half race over the dirt, this horse ran second, got beat by less than a length to Marconi, who's also in this race, the four horse. And an interesting horse is the seven horse, Wooderson. I've been following this horse since this horse came out of the box last year. This horse is a half-brother to Rachel Alexandra out of the same mare, Lotta Kim. This horse has a lot of talent, can run a long way, has some tactical speed. 12-1 with Johnny Velasquez on this horse. If you get 12-1 on this horse, go to the window and make a win bet, because this horse can get the job done in the Suburban tomorrow. So a 1-3-7 exact the box for me tomorrow, and I'm going to look for the upset with the 7 Wooderson in the Suburban tomorrow. Post time for that race is at 6:18 tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Well, have good luck on the track tomorrow.
If we do as good as yesterday, it'll be beautiful.
All right. Have a good weekend, and I'll speak to you on Monday.
You too, guys. Have a great weekend.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey, a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And, of course, you can get it online, robinhoodradio.com. Click on demand. Click on sports with Mike Causey.